Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. Happy theatrical New Year. Okay, if one of your resolutions was to see more good theater in 2015, and you should, here are six shows to get you off to a good start. The end of January, head downtown to Red Cat for your annual dose of New York's Worcester Group. This year's production, Early Shaker Spirituals, a record album interpretation, is their riff on a 1976 LP of Shaker hymns and testimony. The performers include Elizabeth Lecomte, the Worcester's usual director, and actress Frances McDormand, recreating and singing the album in signature style. If you know the Worcester's work, this sounds just bizarre enough to be brilliant. February is going to be busy. Sticking with Red Cat, Mariano Pansotti is returning with Cineistas. It's a two-level split-screen drama that tracks four filmmakers in Buenos Aires. You might remember El Pasado es un Animal Grotesco from 2012. That show blew my mind with a series of stories that unfolded as a turntable stage spun, chronicling a decade of the characters' lives. Mr. Pansotti has a gift for infusing the theater with the gifts of the cinema, and the result is so good you'll forget the piece is performed in Spanish with subtitles. It opens February 12th. Remember last week I told you about one of my 2014 favorites, the site-specific Junkyard Opera by Four Larks? Well, they're back for a really limited run at an undisclosed downtown warehouse. This time it's The Temptation of St. Anthony. My advice? Check out their website. If you dig the aesthetic, buy tickets now. This one will sell out. Okay, let's shift to the Geffen. They've been on a roll lately, so I'm excited to see if that continues with Irish playwright Connor McPherson's The Night Alive. The script has had successful runs in New York and at the Steppenwolf in Chicago. The Geffen production opens in February and plays through March 15th. Back to the presenters. UCLA's Center for the Art of Performance is bringing the Bill T. Jones and Bogart collaboration to L.A. for a weekend in March. Called A Rite, and using the Stravinsky piece as a point of departure, the work combines the Bill T. Jones Arne Zane Dance Company and City Company for a dance-theater collaboration. This won't be an easy piece of theater, but it will be rewarding. And it's one weekend only. Okay, finally in May, one of my favorite local companies, Theater Movement Bazaar, is back. Their latest piece is a vaudevillian riff on the Godfather films called Big Shot. If you've never seen their work, it's a dance theater mashup with a wickedly dry sense of humor. It'll be at the Bootleg Theater in May. So there are six shows to get your year off to a good start, and that doesn't even include all the smaller theaters and longer runs. So get out your calendars and see some theater. For info on all the shows and to add your picks to the list, check out kcrw.com/theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.